Only 30 years passed between the start of the First World War and the end of the Second, and, with a brief interruption in the second half of the 1920s, they were calamitous. Until 1914, everyone, bar a few pessimistic writers, had believed in progress. H.G. Wells had been its principal spokesman. Science would save mankind. By 1945, in his final book, Mind at the End of Its Tether, Wells had turned blackly pessimistic. But it turned out that he was wrong again. After 1945, or at any rate after the Marshall Plan was launched in 1947, peace and prosperity reigned, and the 30-year nightmare receded. The world, or at least the Western world, returned to an earlier pattern, that of the later 19th century. The last 40 years of that century had seen the greatest economic quantum leap in modern history, if you consider the starting point. Horses and carts became motor cars. Hospitals became places for recovery, not death through infection or pain. Film, aircraft, psychoanalysis, skyscrapers, telephones, all products of that generation. Life expectancy shot up and populations doubled.